Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a calm night across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and a gentle breeze in Tel Aviv. Perfect for a quiet evening walk if you're out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, hundreds of Hezbollah terrorists killed in 24 hours before Israel-Lebanon ceasefire, IDF reveals. This is according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier this hour. Also, tensions rise as Hamas accuses Israel of violations and secret operations during current negotiations. This comes from Israel Hayom's reporting earlier today. Also this hour, in the IDF, officials are considering a strong response to Hezbollah, with the political echelon seeking deterrence without escalation. This report comes from Walla. Separately, Israeli officials warn that the Lebanon ceasefire could collapse at any moment amidst ongoing drone launches and clashes. Ynet reported this earlier today. And finally, I-24 News reports that the IDF believes Hamas has significantly rebuilt its military wing. Reaction has been swift on social media. The account known as the Israel Guys posted just minutes ago about a drone launch into northern Israel. They report sirens were triggered after confirming a Hezbollah airspace violation. Al Arabiya English, writing on X just now, shared insights from former Israeli military spokesperson Avital Lebovich on Israel's goals with Iran, explaining the ongoing work is not yet complete. From CENTCOM, posting just minutes ago, U.S. forces have redirected 29 vessels in a blockade against Iran, emphasizing continued maritime pressure. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's announcement, hundreds of Hezbollah fighters were killed in recent clashes before the ceasefire. Among them was a key commander, Ali Reza Abbas, in southern Lebanon. The Jerusalem Post notes this could impact Hezbollah's operational capabilities significantly. Turning to the strained negotiations with Hamas, Hamas accuses Israel of prioritizing disarmament and conducting secret operations. Israel Hayom highlights Hazem Qassem's statements, showing a deepening mistrust that could stall peace efforts. Meanwhile, the IDF is considering how to respond to Hezbollah provocations without escalating tensions. Walla reports that political leaders are weighing options to maintain deterrence without collapsing the ceasefire. This balancing act is crucial for regional stability. The ceasefire's fragility is further underscored by Ynet's report on potential collapse. Drone launches and armed clashes continue, with U.S. diplomatic pressure limiting Israel's military responses. The situation remains tense, affecting daily life in border areas. Finally, I-24 News notes that Hamas has rebuilt its military wing significantly, posing a renewed challenge for Israeli defense strategies. This development could shift the dynamics in the ongoing conflict. On the economic front, first, Apple has appointed insider John Ternus as its new CEO, with Tim Cook stepping into the role of executive chairman. This change, reported by Ynet Business, signals a new era for the tech giant. Separately, Intel has quietly settled a $1 million fraud lawsuit with a former employee and supplier. CTech reports the case involved allegations of fraudulent orders, now resolved privately. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses an upcoming global-scale event that could significantly boost Israel's international image over the next 7 years. This opportunity is seen as pivotal for the nation's future development. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.